The Story of the Youth Who Went Forth to Learn What Fear Was by the Brothers Grimm. A certain father had two sons. The elder, who was smart and sensible, and could do everything, but the younger was stupid, and could neither learn nor understand anything. And when people saw him, they said, "There's a fellow who will give his father some trouble." When anything had to be done, it was always the elder who was forced to do it. But if his father bade him fetch anything when it was late, or in the night time, and the way led through the churchyard, or any other dismal place, he answered, "Oh, no, father, I'll not go there. It makes me shudder," for he was afraid. Or when stories were told by the fire at night, which made the flesh creep, the listeners sometimes said, "Oh, it makes us shudder." The younger sat in a corner and listened with the rest of them, and could not imagine what they could mean. "They're always saying, 'It makes me shudder, it makes me shudder.' It does not make me shudder," thought he. "That, too, must be an art of which I understand nothing." Now it came to pass that his father said to him one day, "Hearken to me, you fellow in the corner there. You are growing tall and strong, and you too must learn something by which you can earn your bread. Look how your brother works, but you do not even earn your salt." "Well, father," he replied, "I am quite willing to learn something. Indeed, if it could be but managed, I should like to learn how to shudder. I don't understand that at all yet." The elder brother smiled when he heard that, and thought to himself, "Goodness, what a blockhead that brother of mine is. He will never be good for anything as long as he lives. He who wants to be a sickle must bend himself betimes." The father sighed and answered him, "You shall soon learn what it is to shudder, but you will not earn your bread by that." Soon after this, the sexton came to the house on a visit, and the father bewailed his trouble and told him how his younger son was so backward in every respect that he knew nothing and learnt nothing. "Just think," said he, "when I asked him how he was going to earn his bread, he actually wanted to learn to shudder." "If that be all," replied the sexton, "he can learn that with me. Send him to me, and I will soon polish him." The father was glad to do it, for he thought, "It will train the boy a little." The sexton therefore took him into his house, and he had to ring the church bell. After a day or two, the sexton awoke him at midnight and bade him arise and go up into the church tower and ring the bell. "You shall soon learn what shuddering is," thought he, and secretly went there before him. And when the boy was at the top of the tower and turned round and was just going to take hold of the bell rope, he saw a white figure standing on the stairs opposite the sounding hole. "Who is there?" cried he, but the figure made no reply, and did not move or stir.
"Give an answer," cried the boy, "or take yourself off. You have no business here at night."
The sexton, however, remained standing motionless, that the boy might think he was a ghost. The boy cried a second time,
"What do you want here? Speak, if you are an honest fellow, or I will throw you down the steps."
The sexton thought, "He can't mean to be as bad as his words," uttered no sound, and stood as if he were made of stone. Then the boy called to him for the third time, and as that were also to no purpose, he ran against him and pushed the ghost down the stairs, so that it fell down the 10 steps and remained lying there in a corner. Thereupon he rang the bell, went home, and without saying a word, went to bed and fell asleep. The sexton's wife waited a long time for her husband, but he did not come back. At length she became uneasy.